Well, first of all, she seemed very calm and very poised, which is important. And at 16 years old already, she has been through a huge trauma, living with a plate in her head. But that doesn't affect her intelligence. And one thing that I told her is to keep on being a leader in this front of women education around the world. But what we have to be smart about is to bring about boys to be educated at the same time as we are educating girls. For this fight to stop once and for all, we have to have men that love women to come with us on board and fight with us and talk to other men. And she agreed. And then I told her she has to come to Africa. She has to also come and speak to the girls in Africa for them to see that they are not alone in this problem. Because right now it seems that it's part of the world not doing the struggle on their own. We need to get everybody together and have monitoring of everything that is going on around the world for us to be accurate in what we do. We cannot be divided on this issue. We got to be united on this issue. And I told her, you need any time, wherever I have to go, to make it easy on you or to help you any way I can, I will do that.
As a UNICEF ambassador and an advocate for the women's and girls' rights, I think that you found her speech very powerful, right? What part of her speech did you like the most?
I like her humility, and that says a lot about her upbringing, how her parents have taught her what are important in the world. And also, when you suffer what she suffered, where she has been, what happened to her, she understood that when you come from there, you only can try to bring people together. If you want peace, you want equality, you want education for everybody, you want a better world for each citizen of this world, you have to be humble, because we are all different in many ways. We have different ways of thinking about things. How do you touch people if you're not humble? And that's what I love about it.
And when you asked her, when you invited her to go to Africa, what did she say?
She says, sure, why not? She's up to it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.